Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Student-directed plays are coming to Central College this week. What's involved in directing a play? What plays are being performed? And what did the students learn? Let's go in depth with Ian Lloyd, Alexis Lotspeech, Irene Nickerson, Ben Roxwold, Taylor Dahlberg, and Andrew DeWint, student directors in the theater department at Central College. So you're all in a directing class. That's the person that tells the actors what to do? Is that right, Taylor?
The director actually does more than just direct the actors. They work with the designers and the technicians, and they have to work with everyone cohesively to make sure that the show actually looks the way that it should and sounds the way that it should.
So it's everything?
It's everything.
And why did I think it was just bossing the actors around, you think?
I think it's a really common misconception. You see on TV, like, the director just bosses people. That's what they do, and it's not quite...
So the director creates the full package, their vision is realized, the set, the arrangements, the actors, what they say when, except for, I guess, the dialogue.
Yeah. So they oftentimes what a director will do is act as the eyes of the audience. So they go in each night with fresh eyes and watch the show and make sure that everything comes across correctly to the audience, that when the audience actually finally gets to see it, that it portrays the message that you're trying to get across.
And that message, I presume it's a bunch of messages, really. It's who wrote the play or the screenplay, and then the director's vision, and then the actors have a vision, too.
Yes, it's the playwright will have their vision of the script, and then the director can take that script and either follow exactly what the playwright did or do a slightly different take on it, and then the actors will come in with ideas of what their character is, and then if they get into a kind of a slump where they're like, I'm not exactly sure how to portray or say this line, like, my actors came to me with that a lot, and a director would help them walk through it.
Is there sort of a set way to direct a play, or is it up to the individual?
There's no set way to direct a play. It's really, you kind of have to work at it and try it quite a few times before you figure out what actually works for you, because what works for one director isn't going to work for another director. And sometimes it depends on your actors, working with them. If they get what you're going for, you might have to try a new technique with them. So no, there's no one way to direct, which makes having a class very kind of difficult.
But I'm sure there's some principles that are important to directing. There's directing for dummies or something, right? Or 5 points of directing. Is there some kind of thing like that?
Well, there's some things that you kind of have. There's like the framework, but I mean, there's just different ways that people take it on. Like, you have to have that leadership, but the way certain people take that leadership, some people have that serious kind of rigorous, this is what I want. Other people are more, you find that they kind of more pull them to what they need. There's very much not exactly a set way to do it, but there's lots of ways it can be done.
And I would say, you start with the script. I'm pretty sure every director starts with the script and going through the script and analyzing the script. I think that's pretty much the beginning for every director.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the students directing plays that are being performed at Central College this week. So Andrew, give us a little bit of an overview, 30 seconds or so if you can, of the play you're directing.
Okay, my play is entitled Pandora's Revenge. It's by Pat Cook. It's about an insurance salesman who comes to sell insurance to this old lady, and she's a little bit ornery, and it turns into a bit of a cat and mouse game as to who's in control of the situation. And it's a fun sort of trying to figure out what happens next.
So is it a comedy or what?
Yes, it's a bit of a darker comedy.
Okay, darker comedy. And Alexis, what's your play about?
Mine is called The Most Massive Woman Wins by Madeline George, and it's about female body image. It's much more of a serious piece, and I would definitely recommend it for older audiences, so high school age and up, because there are some obscene words, and it's dealing with something that's very serious.
Well, sometimes life, it isn't always pretty.
Oh, no.
Right. Okay, no. So, but it's an important topic, right?
Yes, it's very important.
My play is called Lonely Afternoon. It is about high school infatuation, to say the least. It's pretty much, it talks a lot about love and affection and pretty much discusses, you know, the fact that we kind of live in a sex-oriented society. It's a lot of fun. It's a comedy, so it's a little bit more, it's hilarious.
All right. And Taylor?
All right, so I have kind of an interesting piece. It's called Encounter by Ruth Jacobson. It's kind of a comedy that I have taken a sci-fi twist with that explores first impressions and the reactions you have when you first meet someone.
Oh, that's interesting, because we could, I mean, what plays out when we first meet someone? That could be maybe the most important defining moment of a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And the two people, they wake up in a room together with no way out and no idea how they got there.
That sounds like a bad dream.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. It's the actors have had a lot of fun with it. There's a lot of up to interpretation. It's an experimental piece that I found.
What could sort of be, I mean, that basic scenario you lay out, there could be infinite possibilities with respect to how it played itself out.
Yes, definitely. The ending is quite different. It wasn't what I expected when I first saw it.
Ben?
So my play is called The Seduction of Chaos. It's a play that it deals with a lot of trying to find what's right and wrong throughout kind of as you go. You know, when you experience something with two paths, what's right and what's wrong, whether to pursue the self or go for kind of something that would benefit others. It takes place with a guy who just lost his wife and his job in the course of the same day and finds himself in a museum, and suddenly he's being manipulated into all these different directions and what he does and how people react around him.
When he's at his most vulnerable.
When he's at his most vulnerable, yeah.
Wow. And Irene, your play?
My play is called Math for Actors by Emily C.A. Snyder, and it's a pure comedy between a frustrated math tutor and an actor.
So just two people in it?
Yep. Only two characters.
All right, and so let me guess. The actor doesn't like math?
No, the actor doesn't like math, and he's constantly late to the appointments. The math tutor is really on her last nerve with him, and he just tries to explain to her that him being on time really depends on when rehearsals get out and how a lot of things in theater do depend on other people.
When and where are the performances going to be?
The performances are April 26th through the 29th at 7 p.m. in the Crude near Main Stage. And these shows are free. There is no admission charge, so nothing to worry about money-wise.
Okay, six plays across those nights. You're not going to do all six one night, right?
Oh, no, that would be outrageous. So we have the plays grouped in groups of three. So Wednesday and Friday, there are three plays performing, and those are the same plays for those two nights. And then Thursday and Saturday are the next three plays, and those are the same. So if you want to see all six, you have to come two nights.
All right. Well, they all sound very interesting. And you're all the directors. The six of you are directors. How many other students and I presume some faculty are involved?
We would say about 30 other students. And there are two faculty other than our professor who teaches us. So 30 students in regards to actors, stage managers, board ops, people in the front of the house, just everywhere. And then we have two faculty members who are super great, who have been helping us with the design and like lighting and sound aspects of it.
More in depth after this. We'll be right back. I continued my conversation with the students directing plays that are being performed at Central College this week.
What have you learned and have you changed as a result of directing these?
I think the biggest thing is I've really had to work on my communication skills with this project. It's been a lot of work in terms of coordinating when people can be at a certain space just to, so that we can have rehearsals. That's been the biggest thing for me, and I've mostly been working on developing that skill a lot more.
Any creative development that you've gone through, you think?
I'd say a little bit. It's mostly in terms of how to work with an actor too, so that you can evoke what you're going for with the text on stage. That's the biggest creative hurdle that I've been trying to tackle with this semester.
I've had a pretty big creative growth, I think. My script is kind of abstract, and it deals with a very difficult topic. So I was actually kind of scared of my script at first, and we kind of almost put off rehearsals in the beginning. Like, I would go through characters with them rather than jumping right into the blocking because I was kind of scared to work on it. But I've kind of gained confidence in myself and like working with this script, and I think that will be helpful in the future.
When your play is on body image, and that's sort of the development that one goes through if one doesn't have a positive body image, I mean, you're sort of, you're dealing with a complex subject that every actor, everybody participating may be, you know, having issues.
And it goes back in time, you know, like how these bad images of ourselves can really form at such a young age, because these girls or these women have memories from their playground, like from the playground, like being called, like, oh no, you're too fat to play jump rope with us. Like, it starts at such a young age, and it kind of shows kind of the process and how that affects them throughout their lives.
And Ian, how have you grown? What have you learned?
The thing I've learned has been how my energy affects others. In that sense, what I mean is my play is a very high, intense kind of energy ball. It's a lot of fun to work with, but at times it can be difficult to find that energy. We're still full-time students. We still have a lot of work that we're doing behind the scenes outside of directing, so sometimes you come into rehearsal and you're just like, I want to take a nap right now, but I'm here. So trying to find that energy for an hour to give to your actors, like that energy that makes them go, I want to do this as well, can be kind of hard, and that's been something that I've had to learn to work with and have seen how that affects my actors personally. I've learned that I really do enjoy working with comedies. I just love the energy of them. I've also discovered that I'd like to work with some darker stuff now, or some kind of heavier stuff, and find the energy and emotion from that, because this has been the second play I've directed, and they've both been very much more comedy in their fashion.
Okay, Taylor.
This class has definitely helped me learn to visualize a lot more. I can now create kind of an image, and it's helped me convey what I'm visualizing a little bit more. We have to work with our faculty to discuss, all right, I need lights for this show. This is kind of what I have in mind. Is it possible? And especially when we're working with a rep plot with, you know, five other directors, what I do is going to impact their shows as well. So it's really hard because we're not necessarily putting on six different productions. We're putting on one production that is composed of six pieces. And that can be very difficult because what I do will impact the rest of my fellow directors. And so I have to be kind of careful in that way. And it's taught me to really just visualize. And sometimes you have to just sit down with a pencil and paper. We don't use pens. erasing is your best friend. And you just have to sit down with a pencil and paper and just draw out what you want, or sketch out, or get a visual going. So that way you can just hand it to somebody and be like, this is what I'm thinking. That's a skill that I've really developed this semester. And I've even used it with my actors at times.
Ben?
For me, it's been as far as the theater goes, as an actor, oftentimes I found that I have blinders on going into a production where I will see the script and I'll see my lines and I'll say, hey, this is what I got to learn, this is what I got to do. But being a director has really kind of removed those blinders, and I can see the production as a whole, where it's taught me a lot more of what goes on stage, but also what happens behind the scenes and what happens throughout the entire piece as a whole. And outside of theater, it's
continued to help me grow in empathy, you know, in finding ways to empathize with others and to feel what they're feeling and to work with that and work through what others might be feeling and help them get to a better place or help them get to a place where they can really show what they have on stage.
Irene?
I've really worked on my way to just kind of go with the flow of things, 'cause I would have personally would when I started this class was like, okay, I'm gonna start blocking like day one, and then as I went into it, I discovered I wanted to do more of an organic feel of blocking, let the actors move and then go around that, and just more being not as controlling but more kind of as letting it go and see where it goes, and then control bits I need to control instead of being completely overbearing.
You know, this sounds like great fun and lots of potential for growing as a person, right? I mean, this, I'm envious.
It's fun, but it's also a lot of work, and it's a lot of working with other people. And our instructor always tells us, always reminds us that the hardest thing about working in theater is working with people. And that definitely... We definitely feel that in the class.
She also says it's... But she also, in the same breath, will go, it's the hardest thing, but it's also the best thing about working with theater, because you get to meet so many different people from everywhere.
Thanks to Ian Lloyd, Alexis Lotspeech, Irene Nickerson, Ben Roxwald, Taylor Dahlberg, and Andrew DeWint for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.